Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Was this the greatest day ever to be a Tar Heel? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook, Sunday, May 29th, 2022. Within a late afternoon hour or so, the Carolina women's lacrosse team finished off a 22-0 season with its third NCAA championship and the first such undefeated record in the sport since 2017. And the UNC baseball team completed a late-season surge to win its second ACC tournament championship in 3 years. And because this double dip happened on Memorial Day Sunday, homestayers and beachgoers were settled in somewhere to watch both of these titles unfold on national TV. To make it even sweeter, the Lac Seals and Diamond Heels beat conference rivals Boston College and NC State, respectively. Among the massive Carolina families, cell phones blew up across the country, many including that very special acronym, GDTBATH. One of the good things about social media was the ability for everyone from fans to the famous to weigh in with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram posts. One of the threads began with Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham tweeting, "We have the best. Carolina coach is doing what they do best." Legendary women's soccer star Mia Hamm posted about lacrosse, "What a game, University of Natty champions." Amanda Baker tweeted, "Sound familiar," to a post about baseball. A lot of people were trashing the guys earlier in the season. How do you like them now? Brian Ives tweeted some eye-popping stats. Lacrosse won the 47th NCAA team title in school history, 16 more than any other school in the ACC. Diamond Heels won the 288th ACC team title, 140 more than any other school in the ACC. Andrew Forrest posted the shockingly comparative numbers of national championships among schools in the Tar Heel State. UNC 47, Duke 17, Wake Forest 9, App State 3, NC State 3, ECU 0. Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz with a picture of the Carolina Blue Bell Tower, lighting the bell tower to celebrate GDTBATH. Aaron Mattson, the three-time field hockey NCAA champion and National Player of the Year, reflected from personal experience. "Not many understand what that celebration feels like when the clock hits 0-0-0. These girls deserve it." Aaron Fitz tweeted this touching Diamond Heels moment. As Scott Forbes made his way to the post-game press conference, he ran across former coach Mike Fox, who choked up as they hugged. "Thanks for believing in me," Forbes told Fox as he fought back tears. And Dean Patrizzi posted what Carolina Nation felt as it was flipping channels during timeouts and between innings. "You're only somewhat pleased when your team is beating a huge rival 9-1 in the ACC championship because you're nervous about the Tar Heels being tied in the national championship game being played simultaneously." Indeed, good day to be a Tar Heel. Maybe the best ever. This is Archansky. See ya.